back with Dr. Gary Nelson from the Front Street Family Dentistry. Today, we're going to spend 5 minutes talking about primary teeth, children's teeth.
Yes, Alex, of course, everybody's concerned about their kids and wonder when should we first get them in. And we see children usually around age 3, which is very young, but that's when they start, they have all their baby teeth usually by then, and they have to learn how to take care of them. And they have to just learn to get used to coming into the dentist, and hopefully we don't have to do much but teach them to brush, floss. We do what's called fluoride treatments to prevent cavities. And then we take them to the treasure chest and basically just have a little bit of fun with them so they get used to coming in.
Right, okay. So they may be here for 2 or 3 visits before you do any serious prodding.
Hopefully, we won't have to do any serious treatment until they get to be in their teens. If we can prevent cavities in the younger years and put sealants preventative-wise on their teeth, they may be able to make it until they're in their teens. But a lot of kids don't brush as long as they should. So, hopefully they'll listen to the hygienists, and our hygienists are great here. They do a wonderful job of teaching kids what to take care of. We're great with sealants, protect those grooves in those primary or permanent teeth, actually, that come in around age 6, get sealants on those biting surfaces that are so cavity prone, and use fluoride to make the teeth stronger, and usually we can head off this large amount of decay that often we'll see in children who don't get the care from the dental office they should.
If every child in America went to the dentist as often as they should, what would the sealants you have these days? Do you think that there would be no fillings and no cavities in primary teeth?
Well, unfortunately, we see a lot of kids drinking too much soda and eating too much candy. And both of those, if they're not brushing on a regular basis, will end up causing cavities. So we still see too high of a rate of decay in baby teeth. And why do we fill the baby teeth? We fill them to keep them there, because baby teeth can hurt just like adult. So we do fillings on baby teeth. The fluoride and the preventative work has worked very well, but if they start getting cavities, we have to do fillings on those baby teeth to keep them in place, to keep them from losing space, so that the adult teeth can come in the right orientation, and to keep the kids from having pain and abscesses.
What about gum disease in very young children? Is that a problem, or haven't they been around long enough to develop it?
No, gum disease is not a problem in young children. It's more of a cavity prone. So we concentrate on the preventative by doing the sealants and the fluoride, and we concentrate on good nutritional habits, which things to stay away from. And the number one thing is stay away from soda. Soda is terrible. I say, kids, if you're going to drink soda, drink it at your meal. One soda a day, that's the maximum. Most of the cavities are in children that drink too much soda.
What about if you drink it through a straw and you're sucking it into the back of the mouth and then swallowing it? Can it bypass the teeth, or is the straw not that clever?
No, that is helpful. That is very helpful. But usually you'll find that people who drink a lot of soda don't do that.
Right, okay. What about children's teeth that move around when they're very young, crooked teeth? Are you not too worried about those? Because the brace usually comes when they're nearly teenagers, doesn't it?
Usually most kids will end up with braces in their teen years, but once in a while we'll see a growth and development problem, and that's why here at Front Street Family Dentistry we have Dr. Tringas, who's our orthodontist, and he sees some children for interceptive care, but it's probably 5% of the children that need interceptive care. So hopefully if we get them in young and we're watching them and we're seeing the growth and development, we can catch these few problems that occur before it's too late.
So it's brushing and having one soda a day if you have to have soda with your meal, preferably through a straw. And if you're brushing, you've got to do the golden rule, which is 2 minutes and 1 second.
Well, we like to have kids do it. The average kid brushes 15 seconds.
I bet terrible. You did too when you were a kid, didn't you?
I did too, and I had a lot of cavities. So, we try to use these new fangled toothbrushes that have timers on them.
Okay. We're going to speak again very soon, Gary. Thank you very much. Your telephone number?
407-566-1146.
And the website?
Nelson Dentistry. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Front Street Family Dentistry. FrontStreetFamilyDentistry.com.
.com. Thank you.